Don't you fret. He'll wipe the tears from your eyes. You just hold on. It's getting better, and the best is yet to come. God morning. God morning, God morning, God morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. I greet you. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and let us go to God in prayer. God, you said in your word, behold, I will do a new thing, and now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a new way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Lord, we thank you for this new day that you have made, that we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you that you are God and that you are God alone. We thank you, God, that you are our shepherd and we shall not want for anything, for all of our needs are supplied by you, Father. We thank you, God, for this, the Master's Call, and we thank you for the two co-founders that you have graced us with here, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, God. We thank you, God, for their yes, and I thank you, God, that you are doing something new in their lives, Father. And for each and every person that is listening on the line that has dialed in now, Father, I thank you for them. And I pray, Father God, that thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven in their lives in the name of Jesus, Father. I thank you for Artist Life, and I thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, and that they had the option, God, to share this with us, and they did. And I thank you that lives have been changed all over the world because of an appointment with Artist Life, Father. So I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would increase in the speaker as she decreases, that the word will go forth mightily, uncontaminated, unhindered in the name of Jesus, Father. And as we go through this day, God, we will not complain about anything, but we will rejoice and be glad knowing that the best is yet to come. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the marvelous, in the magnificent, and in the miraculous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I decree and declare these things to be so. In Jesus' name, amen. And at this time, without further ado, I would like to turn this call over to the hostess with the mostest. Are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Well, praise the Lord. And thank you, Minister Tiffany, for greeting the people of God, our family this morning, with that wonderful, powerful prayer, and for our tag for this morning. The best is yet to come Thursday. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, my TMC family. On behalf of Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, I greet you with the most sincere kingdom greetings. Well, this is the Master's Call, and the Master's Call was founded over, well, it's just a little bit over 8 years ago in October 2010, by Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We stand on the scripture verse, and that is Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and that mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website. The website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And you will find all the messages from the inception of this call to yesterday on the website. In addition, on the website, you can go there and hear and read the bios on each and every one of our speakers. Every year, God blesses Dr. Vanessa with a theme. And the theme for this year is, and we're almost finished with this year, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectations, demonstrations, and revelations are being fulfilled and seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a greeter, as you heard Minister Tiffany do, and she did it so beautifully, not only did she greet, she also sang for us. But that's not a requirement, praise the Lord. You don't have to sing. Or as a host, as you hear me doing, you can contact Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, at info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And I can guarantee you, one of them will be in contact with you. And you've always heard us say, this is not a private club. There are no auditions whatsoever. You just have to have a heart to want to serve God. And I know you do. Well, the New Morning Motivational Call is held Monday through Friday, immediately after this call. And there are a team of great leaders on that call who will give you vital information about the aspects and the benefits of running your artist business. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And you're going to follow the prompt. And the prompt for that call is 294-617-POUND. And it's Testimonial Thursday, and President Charlie Mae Lewis will be hosting that call today. Now, you want to know why we're all together? It's because of the company, Artist International, which is now Artist Life, which was founded over 25 years ago by the VA de Leon family. And to find out more about the company, you can get with the person who told you about this call to give you more information. And I can guarantee you that an appointment with artists will change your life forever. Well, so much about all the announcements, and I will come back with more announcements after the call, but I do want to tell you this one thing. Here's a bridge number. So if you are unable to access this call without having to pay a fee, if you have a phone like T-Mobile where the call is not free, you can use this bridge number. And that number is 716-293-9707. And just follow the prompts. Again, 716-293-9707. And follow the prompts. All righty. Well, so much for the announcements. I am so excited about introducing our speaker for the morning. And she is absolutely no stranger to the Master's Call. She does so much for this call, and I mean, she just keeps us all together, and she is. I mean, we just thank God because we have been so blessed with our very own Minister Brenda Terrell. Now, Minister Brenda Terrell was brought up on the Gulf Coast of Mississippi, and at the age of 12, she accepted the Lord as her personal Savior. Throughout the years of God's blessing, Minister Brenda has had the power of the Lord moving miraculously in many aspects of her life, from deliverance to healing. Minister Brenda's favorite words are, and you hear her say these words quite frequently, God is faithful. Minister Brenda is an artist distributor who loves the product and enjoys hearing about people who have been brought to who are healthy again as a result of them. It is with my pleasure that I introduce my friend, a true prayer warrior, a true dedicated woman of God, and we love her so much, Minister Brenda Terrell. Minister Brenda, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can, my sister. The floor is yours, and God bless you while you bless us.
Praise God, and God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for such a beautiful introduction, and I love and appreciate you. You are definitely a prayer warrior and a soldier for the Lord, and I give God glory that he has brought me to be in the midst of your presence, and I give God glory for you being the woman of God that you are. Thank you so much, And I tell you, our songbird, thank you, thank you, thank you for seating and greeting everyone this morning. And would you believe the last thing I read last night on a slogan was the best is yet to come.
And here you are singing that song this morning, tagging this day, the best is yet to come. God is doing something. I'm telling you, God is doing something, and I'm glad about it. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Songbird, for seating and greeting everyone, Minister Tiffany. And I tell you, I definitely have to take the time out to say thank you, thank you, thank you to these two wonderful, wonderful, wonderful women of God, our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I can go on to next week telling you how grateful I am. And little did I know, when I had that simple desire in my heart to know you two powerful women of God, I had no clue that God would put me in the midst like this, in this day, in this time, and in this season, to be blessed by you two women of God. Thank you for honoring God the way you do. Thank you for allowing me to share this platform. Thank you for covering me with the blood of Jesus in your prayers. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you both and your families. I didn't forget you. I call him Dr. Pastor Lester and our mother, Josie. These people of God are such wonderful people, and I just love them for allowing me to be a part of their lives. Good morning, TMC family. And I know I'm taking a lot of time, but you know what? This is Thanksgiving. This is Thanksgiving season. I know we shouldn't always wait till to Thanksgiving to be thankful, but I don't know. It's just the presence. It's the presence of being thankful that's always in our hearts and our minds and during this time. And I just wanted to take that extra time to say thank you to these wonderful people, my TMC family. Thank you for listening and being on the call, sharing your hearts and just praying for us. Thank you. Now, I'm going to go before the Lord in prayer because that's not my topic. Father, I thank you for using me as your vessel. Take it and do as you see fit. Anoint this vessel. And Lord, I thank you that you have filled within me your words, your mind, and your spirit. And I glorify you, Father, that we will all receive what the Spirit has for us this morning as we go forth to do your will in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. My topic, believe it or not, is do you have your keys? Do you have your keys? Now, Saturday, I started my day early with assisting at the church with church projects and then running a few errands. And now I have this vehicle. It's an SUV that starts with the push button. And as long as the key is within the vehicle, it will start. And when I return home, I keep it in the garage and usually leave the keys in the vehicle. You know, the garage door is locked or what have you. And I also have my extra key that's kept in the glove compartment. So it goes without saying that the vehicle will always start. Well, Sunday morning, my husband and I, we got to church, and when we arrived there, I looked to grab those keys to lock up. They were nowhere to be found. Therefore, I had to grab the extra key to lock the vehicle. And up to the day, I have yet to find those keys. Yet, I believe this message had to come forth because of it. So the question came to me in the spirit, do you have your keys? Amazingly, Jesus gives to Peter and the church, and that's us, you guys. That's the people of God, the believers of God, the keys of the kingdom. He said, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. You see, keys are used to lock or unlock doors. The specific doors Jesus had in mind in this scripture are the doors to the kingdom of heaven. Jesus is laying the foundation of his church. And we must realize what our keys of faith consist of. Through the leading of the Holy Spirit, we will be given wisdom to know what to forbid and what to permit. Oh, yes, can I say that again? With these keys, the keys of faith, God is giving us the wisdom to know what to forbid and what to permit. So the first thing I want to share with you is we have the privilege to unlock the doors of bondage by presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ to the unbelievers so that they can receive the freedom that he has prepared for all, not some, for all. Jesus made the gospel available to the Samaritans, to the Gentiles, to the Jews alike. And in today's time, it's available to the Muslims, the Buddhists, Islam, and even the atheists. We have the authority to make them aware that their sins have been paid for by Jesus Christ himself. If they only repent and believe on his name, do we have our keys? Are we using our keys? The second thing that I want to share with you is on prayer. Prayer is a vital part of the keys. Matthew 6:33 tells us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And he said, and all these things, not some, all these things shall be added to you. Psalm 105:4 tells us to seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forever. Then we have Matthew 18:19-20, where Jesus said, again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for it, and it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Two or three, you people, in agreement, can give God authority to act. We do not need hundreds of people praying to persuade God. We just need two or three. Paul and Silas used their keys by praying and singing hymns to God, which caused an earthquake that shook the foundations of the prison that they were in. And when it shook the foundations, it shook it till the doors opened up and everyone's chains were loosed. Let me remind you, no physical keys were used then. Hallelujah. So I ask, do you have your keys? See, they had their spiritual keys. They used their prayers. They used the songs as unto the Lord. And when they did that, heaven opened up. Glory to God. And it'll open up for you and I whenever we come before him with praise and thanksgiving, honoring him in all our ways. Okay, let me get on back to my message. And the third thing that I want to mention is that the name of Jesus. You can't leave home without this. I know American Express say you can't leave home without it. Well, I'm here to tell you, you can't leave home without this key, and that's the mighty name of Jesus, the most important key of all. Philippians 2:10 says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, okay, everything has to come in submission when it comes to the name of Jesus. Peter told the lame man at the gate called Beautiful, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I will give it to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. We have the same keys my brothers and my sisters. We have these keys to operate in that powerful name of Jesus, that name that is above every name, that name where the demons tremble. Glory to God. Ask me how I know, as my pastor says. Ask me how I know, because when I could not, and I hardly couldn't speak at all, I just had to mumble. But when the enemy attacked me, I said, if I can get Jesus out of my mouth, it's going to be all right. And it took everything within me to get Jesus out of my mouth. And when it did, because it was in my spirit, glory to God, the Holy Spirit took control. And that was the key that changed the situation. I wasn't able to walk, and I was able to walk after that name of Jesus. I wasn't able to use my right arm, but after that I was able to dress myself with my husband. I was able to undress myself, rather, at the hospital when my husband had to dress me to get there. Glory to God. It was because of that powerful name of Jesus. So when we use that name, we have to know without a shadow of a doubt that God is doing an awesome work in our lives. That name, Jesus, the name that is above every name. So when you call on him, I'm telling you, it works. I know for a fact it works. Anytime, any situation, come up, call on the name of Jesus. Now, the fourth thing I want to say is faith in operation. We already know that without faith, it's impossible to please God, because we must be obedient to his call. And we also know that faith without works is dead. Therefore, when we move forward under the direction of the Holy Spirit, the door is open for God to use us as he sees fit. To make things practical, when he says, love them in spite of how they treated you, we must allow him to do it through us. When he says, give that coat you love to your neighbor, but you were planning to keep that awesome coat and pass it to your niece, the Lord said. And when we are obedient, we come to realize obedience is better than sacrifice. Queen of Sheba had a caravan loaded down to the mat to bring to King David, because giving was essential, and she knew by blessing this man of God, she was bringing blessings upon herself. Hallelujah. Can I say that again? She knew by blessing this man of God, she was bringing blessings upon herself. See, I love 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 through 8. But I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully will reap bountifully, every man according as he purposed in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And this is the icing on the cake in verse 8. He says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. I say all grace abound towards you and your loved ones, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. God is faithful. See, faith, this is faith in operation. So I ask you, my brothers and sisters, do you have your keys? Now, today, I may not have my keys to my vehicle right now. However, I have spoken that there is nothing lost in Jesus, and I'm expecting them to surface up. All power is in that wonderful name, and I believe it is well, because he has given me the keys to the kingdom, the spiritual keys, the keys that I really need. See, because he is the author and the finisher of my faith. And I'm so thankful and I'm so grateful that he chose me. He chose you to utilize these awesome, awesome keys. These are the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And I'll close with this. The risen Christ told John, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forevermore. And I hold the keys of death and Hades. You see what I'm saying? I hold the keys of death and Hades. You could look it up in Revelation 1:17 and 18. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus has brought about a far greater salvation with eternal life, more than any man can comprehend. The authority he holds as a result is also the greatest that could ever be. And guess what? He shared it with us. He holds the keys of life and death. Hallelujah. And he told us life and death is in the power of the tongue. He's given us that authority to call those things that be not as though they were. He's given us the authority to call on the name of Jesus and situations will change. We have the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Where are your keys? Do you have your keys? God bless you. I love you all, and I'm turning it back over to Minister Willa.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As the old commercial would say, got milk, I'm going to say got keys. Minister Brenda, that was one of the God. Oh, my God. I'm just dancing in my heart, jumping up and down. Thank you so much for that amazing, powerful word. And I will be calling you back to give us our benediction. Let's go to the Lord in prayer over our prayer request. Father, oh my God, we just thank you so much that you have given us the keys. We thank you, Lord, for the word that Minister Brenda, your daughter, has brought to us. We thank you, Lord, that it has caused us to ponder and to look over and to know not only do we have to have our keys, because keys, our faith is the key unlocks the door. I'm sorry. The key is the answer, but faith unlocks the door. So, Father, help us to mix our keys that you have given us along with the faith that you have also given us within the Word of God. Mm. Thank you, Lord. Father, we ask you continue to bless Minister Brenda and her family mightily, that you pour back into her an exceedingly abundantly above measure of your grace, your mercy, and your love. Father, we thank you so much for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. We thank you for getting her back safely from all her trips. We thank you, Lord, for healing her body, for touching her. We thank you, Lord, for her husband, Brother Lester. Father, we ask that you just continue to do all that they need you to do, all that they've put on the table for you to do, Lord. We know it. We're called and already done. Because everything that you're going to do for us, it's already done. Father, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for Mother Josie. We thank you for Mother Josie's caregiver. And, Father, we thank you that they are walking in abundance and living, oh, God, in the ways that you would have them to live. Father, bless them mightily. We thank you for the D.A. De Leon family. We thank you for more witty ideas, Lord, more products, more knowledge, Lord, and wisdom as you take them forward in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us here on the call today. Father, we thank you for blessing those who are blessed to be well. I don't like to call them sick because you told us death and life are in the power of the tongue, so I'm calling them blessed to be well. Father, we ask that you touch their bodies. We pray, oh God, for those who have yet lost, whose loved ones have gone to or have transitioned, Lord. Oh God, comfort them in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray that together that Minister Brenda's keys will be found because as my mother-in-law would say, whatever's lost is lost in the spirit. So we thank you that those keys are surfacing. Now, Lord, we ask that you order our steps today, be that left unto our feet and the light into our path. And we give you praise during this Thanksgiving season and every day. We give you honor and we give you glory. And it is in the name of Jesus, the name that never, ever loses its power, that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, my TMC family, you are going to want to go back and hear that amazing message again. And in order to do that, you can go to 712-432-1085, and the pin code is 957-677-POUND. Again, 712-432-1085, and the pin code is 957-677-POUND. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005. pin code 29461#. Again, 712-770-4005. The pin code is 294617#. And President Charlie Lewis will be the host today on Testimonial Thursday. Again, thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for greeting us this morning, for the beautiful song. Oh, we just love you so much, and for opening us up in prayer. And again, Minister Brenda, my sister, my friend, my prayer, our prayer warrior. Woo, Jesus Christ, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that powerful message. Before I call you back, as I always say, my family, from my heart to yours, you just have to know that I just love, 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 love me some you. Minister Brenda, are you there?
Yes, thank you again, Minister Willa, and we love you. Hallelujah. I want to leave us with this. Lord, we thank you. We glorify you, and we honor you for being so good to us. We thank you for these keys that you have given us. So now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, unto him be glory in all the ages, by Christ Jesus, throughout the world, throughout the end. Hallelujah and amen. Have a wonderful day. God bless you all.